We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, loyal viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6.
Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Suprematester Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Suprematester Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805. Location, 55.5 degrees west. Frequency, 3,771 megahertz. Polarization, vertical. Symbol rate, 13,333. FEC, auto, or 5 over 6.
In addition, Suprematester Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Piranha. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatar Salink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakul Province, channel 8 on Dakan Broadcasting System. In Kha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Suprematester Television is also accessible online at www.suprematestertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees provides assistance for children in Malaysia. In medical news, Canadian researchers find music is beneficial for preterm babies. In veg news, CNN television personality Jane Velez Mitchell will release a new book promoting animal welfare. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 11th, is Mongolia's National Day, observing its independence attained in 1921. Located in northern Asia between China and Russia, Mongolia has a rich musical culture. Kumi, or overtone singing, is an art in which one person sings two separate pitches. The Murin Kur is a famous traditional violin instrument of the Mongolians and is a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization masterpiece of the oral and intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Today also is the beginning of the Nadam Festival in Mongolia. It is the largest event in the country, launched with a colorful parade in athletic games. May the citizens of Mongolia have a fabulous National Day and Nadam Festival.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from O Lakor, Vietnam. Heavy rains that began in early April triggered unusual weather in the nation's south, resulting in devastation to the Mekong Delta's rice crops and salt-producing marshes. The complete loss of salt harvests in the province of Bac Lieu alone costs regional farmers hundreds of thousands of US dollars. Upon hearing of the situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai shed tears and conveyed her prayers while offering $30,000 and urgently requesting our association's relief team to please go to help. This donation could purchase approximately $504,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living.
After conducting initial relief efforts on May 27th, our association's relief team traveled to Dong Thap Moi region, which had been nearly two-thirds inundated. Here, they directly delivered relief packages to five communities, containing essential necessities such as food, as well as monetary support for the less fortunate. The Dong Thap Front Committee expressed deep gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The relief team also went to a region of Enyang province, where the rains had caused massive damage to property and cost the lives of at least four people. In the Vinh Chung commune, our association's relief team distributed basic necessities to families, including food and financial assistance. The ethnic Khmer and Kin relief recipients were very touched and expressed their joy in receiving Master's loving donations.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ever-caring assistance, especially to those in faraway places, and our association's relief team for their diligent relief delivery efforts. May heaven protect the storm-afflicted as they work to regain the comfort of their normal lives, and we strive for greater benevolence to minimize disasters such as these.
Struck by strong quake. On Thursday, a 6.0 magnitude earthquake shook a remote area in southwestern Yunnan province, followed by at least eight aftershocks, costing at least one life and injuring more than 300. 30 had to be hospitalized. An estimated 18,000 homes were destroyed, with damage to some 40,000 others that had been mostly inhabited by ethnic Tibetans living in the region. Rescue teams were quickly dispatched along with tents, quilts, and other relief materials, as well as medicine and food. Our heartfelt thanks, rescue personnel and China, for your timely response in aiding the quake victims. Wishing them a smooth recovery in returning to normal day-to-day life, and that such frightening conditions diminish as we show greater consideration for each other and the planet.
Landslide tragedy in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Several days of torrential rains triggered flash floods in the northern Burmese state of Kachin. Approximately 800 people throughout two jade mining towns were affected, with at least 24 mine workers who perished when their homes were swept away by a landslide.
United Nations agencies such as World Food Programme are working to respond to the calamity, and Doctors Without Borders Netherlands team is coordinating efforts with a local hospital to overcome local flooding and treat patients in need.
On July 10th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $5,000 in urgent aid, conveying her sorrow and prayers. She asked that our local association members please go and see if anyone in remote areas had been neglected or was in great need, and to help and comfort them. This donation could purchase an equivalent of approximately $200,000 in supplies, if bought in the United States, based on Myanmar's cost of living. Doctors Without Borders, World Food Program, and other United Nations agencies, we are grateful for your immediate response to address the needs of the flood-afflicted. Our thankfulness as well to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose unconditional support will surely bring vital help.
It saddens us to know of such loss, and we pray for the soon recovery of the storm victims to the comfort of their normal lives. Let us step in unison to better care for the environment and ease disturbing events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Animal mistreatment threatens public health. Swine flu illnesses and fatalities continues to mount across the globe, with some 95,000 official cases reported in more than 132 nations.
Over just the past week, the number of perished in Britain has more than doubled to 15 lives, with another 43 persons in intensive care.
While there are at least 9,700 confirmed cases in the United Kingdom, officials fear that accounting for all cases would yield a number that's closer to 10 times higher. In London, the illness has reached such proportions that the announcement of an official epidemic is expected in the next few days.
This depleting illness originated in the cruel, filthy conditions of pig factory farms. In fact, most of the world's deadliest viral outbreaks have evolved from the mistreatment of animals, including raising them for food in inhumane conditions where they live beak to beak or snout to snout, unable to escape even their own feces. Supreme Master Television recently spoke with Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture in the Farm Animal Welfare Division of the Humane Society of the U.S., and author Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching.
How we treat animals can have global public health implications. So, for example, the emergence of the AIDS virus, which has now killed 25 million people, was from the bushmeat trade in Africa, people killing wild animals, including great apes, for food. The SARS virus was traced to these live animal markets in Asia. The spread of monkeypox, for example, was thanks to the exotic pet trade, which spread monkeypox from the jungles of West Africa to Wisconsin in 2003. There is the emergence of the Nipah virus in Malaysia, on these pig factory farms. In 2005, the world's largest pork producer, China, suffered an unprecedented outbreak of an emerging pig pathogen, Strep suis, the deadliest, largest outbreak in history. The World Health Organization blamed these intensive confinement conditions. Never could that virus have emerged if it wasn't for these intensive confinement conditions, according to leaders in the field.
Our gratitude, Dr. Greger, Humane Society of the U.S., and all others involved for your work and shared insights about the link between livestock raising and deadly viral infections which have afflicted humans through history. We continue to be deeply concerned and saddened by the tolls of swine flu and pray both for a rapid and full recovery for all those affected. May people everywhere, meanwhile, quickly adopt the life-promoting vegan organic lifestyle for the safety and well-being of all.
Ebola virus in pigs threatens human health. A subtype of the often deadly Ebola strain was discovered by scientists in 2008 to have infected pigs in the Philippines for the first time. The virus then mutated and a few months later was found in human workers at the same factory farm in the Philippines. More recently, scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, and the Philippines Department of Agriculture partnered to assess the health risks posed by this subtype, which has been confirmed to be the resident species of Ebola, or REBOV.
Their report highlights the potential for further virus mutation, which would bring further health risk. Regarding its appearance in pigs, the authors stated, "Although REBOV is the only member of Ebola that has not been associated with disease in humans, its emergence in the human food chain is of concern. As other scientists have already observed, the presence of a virus such as this in meat products is a global cause for concern because they are shipped all over the world." The CDC further cautions against contact with infected pigs, saying, "Meat from sick pigs should not enter the food chain."
Many thanks, U.S. and Philippine government agencies and scientists, for your collaborative efforts to reveal the facts and safeguard public health. We look forward to the day that analyses such as these are a thing of the past as humans no longer consume animals and instead coexist harmoniously through the wholesome plant-based diet.
Viral mutations linked to intensive animal farms. In the past month, scientists in different countries such as Brazil, Japan and Hong Kong have detected new genetic mutations of the AH1N1 swine flu virus. The recent new strains are resistant to primary medicine known as Tamiflu. During a telephone interview with Irish Independent's Sunday Weekly Edition to be published on July 12, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained why the swine flu possesses such a serious concern.
You see, this pandemic could become more and more dangerous if the virus mutates further.
Really?
According to Laurie Garrett, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and senior fellow of global health at the Council on Foreign Relations, the swine flu virus has been evolving for many years through its origin in North American factory farm environments. And in these extremely unhygienic settings, the different viruses from the animals easily mix with one another to create new, more lethal flu viruses. You remember in 1918, the flu pandemic cost the lives of 100 million people, yeah?
Incredible.
Experts say that the same could happen again with the present swine flu. And as we were speaking, you know already the update that recently the one strain of the swine flu virus has even resisted the Tamiflu, which is the, you know, the powerful anti-flu medicine up to date.
Yes.
So if we don't stop the mass animal raising industry, then, as Mrs. Garrett said, this factory farms unnatural industry will one day spawn a severe pandemic that will dwarf that of 1918.
It's very worrying.
Very, very, Ben. Swine flu is just one of the many examples of how the meat production industry is threatening human health and further highlights the benefits to be gained from the organic vegan diet.
The article featuring the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai will be available in the Irish Sunday Independent, the country's most widely read weekly newspaper, this coming Sunday, July 12, 2009, in all shops, newspaper stands, and airports nationwide in Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom, as well as through the airlines Aer Lingus and Ryanair.
We appreciate Irish Sunday Independent and journalist Ben Murnane for your role in sharing this vital information relevant to everyone's health and lives. Our grateful thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who set aside her time to convey her concerns and insights with the public through this media. May the readers of the Irish Sunday Independent and the rest of the world help to shield against a worst pandemic by treating the issue as the root and adopting the safe, most preventative organic vegan lifestyle.
Please tune in for the broadcast of this interview at a later date on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health. It's economy. It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Iranian diplomats freed. On Thursday, it was announced that five Iranian diplomats who had been held since 2007 were released by the United States to the care of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki before being transferred to Iran's embassy in Baghdad. Iraq's foreign minister reported that the five were happy and safe. "We are glad to know of the freedom of the five Iranian diplomats, wishing them joyous reunions and many celebrations of life in the company of family and friends."
Save our planet. Climate change alters the face of the planet. Independent reports from international scientists and governments show that global warming has already begun to change the appearance of the planet. In Mongolia, where temperatures have already risen an average of 1.66 degrees Celsius, the Ministry of Nature and the Environment has reported the rapid disappearance of the country's grasslands due to the increased practice of raising Kashmir goats, whose hooves disturb the roots of grass and thus devastate the land.
Meanwhile, Australian scientists have found that the world's tropical zones, which extend north and south in a band around the Earth's equator, are widening to encompass an additional 500 kilometers in both directions. This means that formerly humid temperate zones are becoming severely arid instead. These newly desert-like regions include places like southern Australia, which has already reported record-long droughts, and the southwestern United States, where some areas have been forced to implement water rationing to cope with extended shortages.
International scientists and officials, we appreciate these alarming glimpses into the magnitude of change we face with a continued warming trend. May our caring and sustainable lifestyles lead the way to restore the balance of our cherished planetary home.
In January 2009, during a video conference with dignitaries and the public in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern once again for humanity as she spoke of how to best halt the adverse effects of global warming.
First of all, and the most important thing, we have to stop global warming by choosing a sustainable diet, that is vegetarian or vegan. This will almost immediately stabilize the planet, the weather, and then we can think about adapting to the changes. I hope we don't have to adapt, but otherwise it might be too late. If we don't take care of the problem at the root right now, even the Gobi Desert, which covers the Mongolian landscape, is a fragile ecosystem that is easily destroyed by overgrazing. This results in the desert land turning into stony wasteland where not even camels can survive. So in order to neutralize the effects of global warming, such as these land changes resulting from the ever more severe climate, we must stop the raising of livestock to kill for food. We must live a vegan, animal-free, cruelty-free lifestyle according to scientific evidence that this is the best way for us to stop the global warming and the fastest, most efficient, and most long-lasting.
Save our planet. As ash from a wildfire in the southwestern New Mexico, USA, endangered the habitat of the threatened Gila trout, biologists and firefighters use helicopters and trucks to evacuate 250 of the rare fish to safety.
Save our planet. Israeli company Symbiotic and the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency's John Glenn Research Center collaborate in cultivating microalgae for the production of sustainable biofuel.
Save our planet. Raised sidewalks are being constructed in Italy's renowned canal city of Venice in an attempt to spare visitors and residents alike from the increasing high tides and rising Adriatic sea levels caused by global warming.
Save our planet. In the USA, emissions of sulfur dioxide have been reduced by 24% in the first half of 2009 compared to 2008. As power plants prepare for next year's full implementation of the Clean Air Interstate Rule.
Hi there, it's Timo the Tapir, and I'm following an animal-free diet of kindness. Today I'd like to share a tip on being frugal. Sometimes instead of buying things, it might be less expensive to rent the item. For instance, for jobs in your garden that take only a few hours, renting the equipment may save you money. Even on special occasions, you can rent a gorgeous dress or a handsome tuxedo from a local shop. There are so many possibilities. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, United Nations Agency helps provide education centers for refugee children in Malaysia. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, in partnership with Suu Kyi Foundation, a non-governmental Buddhist organization from Formosa or Taiwan, opened 5 new schools in Klang Valley. They are there to benefit approximately 400 Rohingya refugee children. The program, which was given financial support by the United States, will supply teaching materials and train teachers, many of whom are Rohingyan. Our sincere appreciation, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Suu Kyi Foundation, and the United States for your loving care of the Rohingyan children in Malaysia. May heaven grace all young people with good families and fantastic opportunities.
In medical news, music is beneficial for preterm babies. Lead Canadian researcher Dr. Manon Kumar and colleagues from the University of Alberta in Edmonton concluded that premature infants who have played music had an improved ability to take nourishment. In addition, a decrease in pain and improved heart and respiratory rates were noted. Many thanks, Dr. Manon Kumar and associates, for helping us realize the value of calm and comforting music. May lullabies soothe the young and old alike. Coming up on Noteworthy News, CNN TV personality advocates veganism in her new book. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more Noble News.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, blessing news for a regenerated world. In veg news, CNN anchor's new book highlights veganism. Award-winning journalist Ms. Jane Velez Mitchell's book, I Want, discusses events that led her to a more fulfilling life. Host of CNN's headline news show, Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell, Ms. Velez Mitchell, a vegan, includes a chapter in her book entitled Veganism, Animal Activism, I Want to Make a Difference. In the introduction of I Want, she says, her decisions are now based on compassion for people, animals, and the earth. I Want will be released in October 2009. Congratulations, Jane, on your new and important book. We can't wait to read it. Our gratitude for raising awareness about the earth-saving, plant-based diet. May many others adopt steps toward a more peaceful planet, beginning with a loving consideration of all the globe's inhabitants. Jane Velez Mitchell's new book can be pre-ordered from www.amazon.com.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Tonight's Dinner.
Husband came home. What? No dinner? Okay, that's it. I'm going to a restaurant. The wife said, hang on, just 5 minutes. Will it be ready then? No, I just grab my coat, put my shoes on, and go with you.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
One viewer commented on stories about Mullah Nasruddin as told by Supreme Master Ching Hai on December 19, 2008 at an international gathering in France as featured on Between Master and Disciples.
I agree with her ending point. We should be good, otherwise we go against our own faiths. New York, USA.
Virtuous viewer, our thanks for your remark. We do so agree. May goodness truly prevail. With heaven's light to you and all the caring citizens of the great USA.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine love and light shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Speaking ahead of the G8 meeting in Italy, US President Obama highlighted the importance of uniting as a world community to encourage countries such as Iran and North Korea toward engagement in diplomacy and peace.
The Arab League's Arab-African Cooperation Department offers support to Egyptian officials in their diplomatic efforts to bring peace to Somalia.
Canada donates more than $4 million to L'Aquila, Italy, to help the municipality recover from a devastating April earthquake.
Officials from the Sultanate of Oman and Japan celebrate the opening of Oman's embassy in Tokyo, Japan.
In central Olac or Vietnam, clans of extended families with between 100 to 1,000 members contribute money to pay for their children's education.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon meets the presidents of South Africa and Brazil to further their country's relations.
An anonymous passenger on a flight from Spain to Scotland was the recipient of fellow travelers' gratitude as he volunteered his expertise to perform a repair, thus saving them from a multiple-hour delay.
U.S. President Barack Obama announces a high-level nuclear security summit to be held in March 2010 to help create greater global safety.
During his visit in Lebanon, Swedish Deputy Foreign Minister Frank Belfrage meets with Lebanese President Michel Suleiman to discuss enhancing relations between the two countries.
Mamdou Gabur, chief of the Egyptian Red Crescent Society, announces a donation of 3,000 tons of food supplies such as rice, flour, and sugar to the Palestinian people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.